Okay, we're up to Umarchakosai Min Hachet, page Kuftzadik Tess, my print, Reish Shvav, or Reish Zayin in yours. Umarchakosai Min Hachet, and this piece, Reish Zayin, I apologize. But he deals with one of the fundamental issues, a very difficult issue philosophically, in Yiddishkeit, and the Chassidim and the Misnagdim had different approaches to it, and he deals with it as follows. The beginning of the piece begins, Marchakasim and Achet, that learning Torah Lishma distances a person from sin. Now, having said that, he starts on a different topic and eventually comes back to it. It says, Kvar Parashti Le'el, Almaimer Chazal, Kloi Marchakadish Baruch Hu Vasran Yivas Ruchayev. There's a saying of Chazal, a Gemara of Chazal, which needs explanation. It says, he who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vasran Yivasru Chayav. The word Vasran is somebody who is not makbid on every little thing. In other words, he's mevater, he allows things to pass without taking notice. So we usually see that as a wonderful midah. A person who is a Vatran means that someone offends him or someone steps on his foot and he just goes on with life as if it didn't happen. That seems to be an excellent midah. And yet, for some reason, Chazal say that it's given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vasran. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mevater. And then these explanations, first of all, because it's a good Midah, which is his Kasha. And secondly, because it really doesn't make sense when you talk at the end, after everything is all said and done. A person leaves the world and comes upstairs for the din in Shemayim. So, in this world, if someone steps on your toes and you're going to be mevater, you feel he'll do it again. So, someone parked in front of your driveway, you're going to be mevater, so that's going to become his regular parking place. So, I can understand the person doesn't want to be mevater. But after a person is no longer in this world, and he comes upstairs for the final judgment, so why not be mevater? Nothing, it's not going to matter anymore. If you're mevater now, he's not going through the pains of Olam Hazeh and the Nisyanis of Olam Hazeh. So it's very hard to understand for these two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Mevater. A, because it's a good Midah, we see it as a good Midah in Olam Hazeh. And V'alachta B'drach, of all our Midahs we connect to Rabbi Nishalayla. And B, because in the final din, it really shouldn't matter. I mean, these are the difficulties. Let's see how he addresses it. He addresses it as follows. L'chayri Yifle. He says, "Kalachayred, it's a pella. Haloi gamba adam yesh by midas havatranos. Human beings also have a midah of being a vatran. Umekosh came by various barashamai. What he means to say is, it's a good midah in a person to be a mevater, and certainly a Kaddish Baruch Hu should be mevater. So, what does it mean that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not mevater? Only because God told us; otherwise, we wouldn't know. It's part of Torah Shabbat Peh." And Bava Kamed Afnon, that's sugya. That's the sugya of Kadosh Baruch Hu Medag Deikim Etzadikim Kuchot Hasayra in the same Gemara. It's a Masayra. Otherwise, you're right. I wouldn't say such a thing. It was not that it was part of Torah Shabbat Peh.
If you're an Olam Hazeh, so you could say Hashem is a Mavasra because there's still a possibility of doing tshuva. Once you come to the Olam Haba, where you have to pay up your accounts, why
not at the end just smile and say that's okay, let's just go have a good time in the Masifta Derekiah and don't worry about it? Seems like a good midah.
Is it an issue of time frame? You could be
what you're saying is when there's a result that's going to stretch to future generations, so maybe it doesn't make sense to be mevater. Okay, in that case, you're right. What you're saying is correct. That's certainly so. The Gemara says somebody, was it? Who was it? That went upstairs, Rabbi Yosef, who died for a little, and he came back down, and he said that someone is mevater down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater upstairs. You see, that's what they did in Cheshbon. That's an arbitrary vitor. It's a schar. If you're mevater here, Hashem is mevater for him. And that's definitely not true. What?
Not as a
klal, but as a schar. So, So his answer, which he writes in many places, is the following. And I've heard this from Rabbi Miller as well, who spoke about this response. Let's see what he says. So, Inyan Wa Derech Mashal. K'moshe Teva Ha'odam, Shem Yechud Dover HaMazik Loi, B'vada Yazik Loi, V'lo Shach L'zeh Mechila. If you're going to eat something, that gives you stomach cramps. So what does it mean? I'm sorry I did it. I do tshuva, I did it. Now you won't have stomach cramps. It's a physical fact that certain things cause certain results. Hashem created a world in which the actions of a person in this world create a certain reality in all the worlds. And listen to how we learn it in the Chumash. It's interesting. It says Nase Adam Bitzalmeinu. So Loshen Rabim. So he learns that means that all of nature created human beings. All of nature contributed, hear this, to the creation of a person. All of nature created. So every part of the world gave something to Adam. So if he does the right thing, it adds R to the worlds, according to his Shairish. The scar is he gets all the worlds with the light that was given through his Maisim HaTayvim. And since it's all part of creation, so it's a fact, it's a metzias that it creates a goodness in the person. He says saying that it's a physical fact. As we all know from desire, someone does an aveira, it's a physical aura of tuma that surrounds the person. Gemara is an expression: if someone sins when he goes to the Olam Adin, it's tied to him like on a leash, and it walks with him to the like an animal that's attached to a person. His aveiras are malava him. Gehenim is called a leech. That the leech draws out blood and then dies. So now, Aval goes back to our Mishnah. So once he said this, which I told you is a familiar theme, the way Rabbi Miller said it, and I mentioned here numerous times, is that if you want to go to the banquet and your teeth are rotten, so you got to go to the dentist. And, you know, Rabbi Miller's style says he drills and ouch, it hurts. And after all that, you can enjoy the banquet. So same thing in the Elam HaEmes. Now, what does that have to do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, if you learn Torah Lishma, Mechar Kosei Menachet. So now he says, now the Mishnah is understandable. Ava Misha Ezeb Torah Lishma, Ein Yitzarach L'chazeh. Shafa Pisha HaYetzah Roi Deif Achra. Even the Yetzahara runs after him. Lach Tiai HaTorah Merachek Kosei Semimenu V'lo Yeida Shemakar Vasei L'Deis Chos. The Torah is that which protects a person. Even when you're not learning, Torah is making a matzel. And therefore, this bad mazikim on the person, they leave the person, and all is fine. So here, it needs really a lot of explanation. There's a young man in the yeshiva a high school boy, who I developed a close relationship with. Very bright, extremely bright. So one of the questions he asks me, I told him he can come up after shir. I stay in the classroom for 45 minutes. If he wants to talk, he can come up. So he comes up, he says, "Do you believe in Shaydim?" Yes, but do you believe in Shadim? Obviously, if someone says, do you believe in Shadim, he finds it hard to understand. So I said the following to him, which I think you'll all certainly agree with. I told him, if you mean, do I believe a shade has horns and a tail and 2 feet and 2 hands? So I have no reason to believe in them. They might exist, but I have no idea. If that's what shade means, so I don't know. But if you mean that when a person does an Aveira, it influences the person. He's not the same person he was before. He's a more negative person. If a person gets angry many times, he becomes a more miserable person. If a person is kind, he gives people, he helps people, he becomes a nicer person. If you mean when a person does Aveira, it does create mazikin. So if you picture it as winged creatures, so I have no reason to believe in them. But if you picture it as a spirit that envelops a person, then I believe in it because I see it. You know, it's the way, just the way it seems to be. It's, you know, a lot of people find that the house they grew up in, they can't go back and sit and learn for many hours. I think it's because all the, you know, the chatois hanu'urim, all the mazikim are there. You know, it's a certain aura, it's a certain spirit in the house that it just, you know, it's just not the house where you learned in. It's the house where you did mischief in. It's just not the same. It's hard to explain. Boys who don't do well in yeshiva go to Eretz Yisrael and they want to come back to the same yeshiva. By and large, they're better off going to a new place. Because the place in which they previously misbehaved, and there's just a certain mazikin, there's a certain spirit there that just doesn't, it's not constructive, it's not useful. So that's what he's talking about here. He's talking about the idea that aveiros create this kind of a spirit. It's in the Teva Habriya, such a thing. It's an interesting idea that the word Teva for nature appears nowhere in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. The word Teva, which is used in Shas all the time, is accepted as a word that means nature, but doesn't appear anywhere in Tanakh. So I think Rav Hudner writes in one of his Pachad Yitzchaks, or says in one of Pachad Yitzchaks, that it really comes to the word matbeya. Matbeya is a coin. What does a coin have to do with nature? The value of a coin, as you look at it, it has a stempel, it has a stamp from a government. And that stamp tells you that there's someone behind it, someone behind the currency. The currency could have its own value as silver and gold, but that's not a coin. A coin is something which has got the stamp of the government. You know, you don't have to check if it's silver or gold, unless it's counterfeit, but if you know it's from the government, it has a stempel that says where it's coming from. So same thing, Teva. We talk about nature. Nature is not incidental. Nature is a Kaddish Baruch Hu stempel. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu saying that this is the way it works. So within the nature of Teva, there is such an idea creating Mazikin. That means Kaddish Baruch Hu stempled it that way. He formed it that way. It's an interesting thing. Rav Hudner writes it in his Mamorim on Pesach in regard to drowning. Drowning in Hebrew. Tavu Bayam is drowning. So he says an interesting idea. He says that drowning someone, suffocating someone, is the only way you can kill somebody without doing any physical trauma to the body. There's no trauma to the body. You just don't let him have air. You know, and the body itself is the same body. It's not bleeding. It's not the way to suffocate a person. So why is that significant? Because that attests to the neshama. If you, it's sort of, if you break a body in half, so it's broken. You break anything in half, it's broken. The fact that a person can be killed by suffocation, the way he sees it, is an indication of the life force of a person. A scientist could explain it, of course, and you could, certainly it's part of Teva. But he says that's the idea, it alludes to the matbeya of the melech in a person, the neshama, which is in the creature, in the person or the animal that's suffocated. And it sort of testifies to it that there's such a concept. He says that's why water tends to dissolve things. The matbeya gets dissolved. Anything left in water long enough, just about anything left in water long enough will dissolve. Because it destroys that matbeya. Be that as it may, the idea of Teva is this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which this concept of Mazikin applies, and the protection against it is Torah. Now I said at the outset that this idea is answered in certain Hasidic circles in a different approach. The Chabad approach, the Baal Tanya presumably, his approach to the question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatra, and why not be a Vatra at the end? is that there's no need to be mevater, because ultimately everyone succeeds. You look around the world, it's a little hard to see that on everyone. I don't know if it means all Jews or all human beings, I have no idea. But there's an idea that everybody ultimately succeeds, that those that don't succeed, God didn't create. So a person comes back in another Gilgal until he's Matzliach. So once he's Matzliach, Hashem's not a Vatron. You don't need to be a Vatron. Because Hashem created a perfect world in which the human beings now created will end up having Hatzlacha. And how you see it in the world is hard to know, but that's a second approach. I'm a bad person to speak for it. You got a Chabadnik to speak for it, he'll explain to you why it is that way, you know. I'm not doing a good job, but because my Rebbeim didn't go with this Mahalov, but nevertheless. And let's learn one more piece. Nehenim imenu eitz of sushia. Someone who learns Torah Lishma benefits people. Adalach my Maimer Chazal. Noich lo l'odim shalai nivra. Achshu shenivra yafashu shumaisav. Gemara says amazingly that human beings would have been better not being and having been created. But once he's created, do things right. Amri lo yimash meish b'maisav. Two girsois in the Gemara. Some say, examine your maisav. Ratzalayim. Keep a vada hiyo yenekel and neshama kadim shenivris. The Shema was happier before it came down to this world. It was upstairs and in a good world, in the world of the Shamas. For the person, it's definitely good to be created. So he should earn his Olam Haba. So for the person, it's better to be created, but for the neshama was happier upstairs. I can't remember Tana. Kikaidim shenivra bevadei haya noyach loy beloy shum tirdol. Hanis mezev hashchina. Before creation, the person was good. Aksha shenivra yafashish b'maisa ratzalaymer hinei ba b'scharay al yedei maisa. You can make it worthwhile by proper behavior. V'dama dikisufa loyach loy. Nama dikisufa, the bread of shame, is when a person gets things for free. Getting something for free is not what we want. We want to earn Olam Haba by virtue of our actions. And that's why we come into this world. God can push us into Olam Haba. But we'd rather get there through our actions. Akshav Shenivra means every day. Kilo Akshav Nivra, Yom Rishayim and Belod. Kaloi Hoyu, Yizchazek, Lavaydis Abayim, Mechadosh. Kabayish Ksiv, Anachnu, Nivorech, Kor, Meyatov, Yarayim. So it's interesting, the Gemara says about Nama Dikisufa that a person would rather have $1 that he worked on than $9 that are given to him as a gift. So I don't know, I asked my class, what would you rather have? $100 you work for or $900 as a gift? Everyone said they'd rather get $900 as a gift. I mean, you can ask somebody, would you rather have $100 you work for or $100 as a gift? Maybe. But would you rather have $100 that you work for or $900 as a gift? That's not a busser, it's a halacha. The halacha is if you find a metzia, something a person worked on, and let's say you find a cake. And if you sell the cake today, you'll get money for it. If you wait 2 days and sell it, you get very little money. So it says you should hold it 2 days. Because the person would rather have the cake he baked, the $1 that he made, than $9 that somebody else made. So even if it's going to go down in value, I don't know, it doesn't seem the world is that way today. Can somebody explain? The Gemara says, the person would rather have his kav. It must be we're poorer than they were in previous generations, no? But why did that change? In time of Chazal was a pashtus. What changed? So we have to fix that. Huh? I don't know. You have to make a list of the Divrei Chazal that seem to have changed, Bisman Hazeh. Anyway, I think today people will be happy with Nama Dikisufa, but God says it's not good for us, so what should we do?
The question seems to be, I'm saying appropriate, but because part of the Matbeya is that the schar, or whatever you get out of Olam Haba, depends upon what happened here. So there has to be a working. It's not possible. That's the Matbeya.
If God told you tonight, listen, you want to continue working in this world, and you get Olam Haba, I'll give it to you for free. What would you say?
doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. But it says a person would rather work on it than get it for free.